mural of Frederick Douglass is set to be unveiled this September in the Hill community of Easton. This is Don Rush. Douglass's five-time great-nephew, Terrence Bailey, is behind the effort, securing the funding and a location for the mural. It will stand 24 feet by 8 feet, depicting not only the great abolitionist, but his family as well. We talked with Bailey about the mural.
It's a timeline, but it's also a mural that showcases the struggle of righting wrongs. It tells a story of justice and injustice, but at the end, of perseverance. Mike knows how to tell a story, I can tell you that much. He knows how to tell a story with his hands.
What does he mean to you? I mean, in terms of somebody, obviously, who you relate to as a family, but also as a figure in history. I mean, he's bigger than life.
When we grew up on the Hill, I could tell you, we were not middle class. We were not rich. We were at the low end of the income spectrum. Even though we didn't have much, I can see why my mother held so much pride in the last name. If she didn't have anything else, she was proud to be a Bailey. And I never understood that until I got older. You can say what you want, you can do what you want, but don't slander that Bailey name. That's how my mother was. The Hill community was a place where the downtrodden went to get themselves together. Like now, the Latino community is basically moving into the Hill community. The Hill is a refuge. It's been that way for centuries. That's where you go for communities to get themselves together. And then once you do better, you move on and you get better. And that's what Frederick Douglass saw. That's why he came there. He dedicated the AME Church. He dedicated the Methodist Church. Matter of fact, the Methodist Church holds two services, one for the African-American community and one for the Latino community. There's no better place in Easton for this mural to go of Frederick Douglass. He was a man, truly a man of the people in his time. Everybody deserved freedom. Everybody deserved a voice. Poor white men who were downtrodden by the rich ruling class slave master. He was there for everybody.
I've been covering some of the stuff in Easton, particularly surrounding the Talbot Boys and so on, and I don't want to get directly into that, but there still seems to be some division going on within Talbot County. What do you make of that? I mean, you live in the area. What is it, county coming together at all? What sense do you get about it?
I try to steer clear of that, like the Talbot Boys thing. I've not said anything. I haven't gotten involved. I haven't attended any marches or anything like that. I try to keep this mural away from that. I've seen some posts online saying that the Frederick Douglass mural should have white people in it. I'm thinking to myself, well, you haven't even seen it. So I've heard people say, well, we don't need another black mural. But there's no murals in Easton, so what do you mean another black mural? I don't believe racists deserve a platform. That's not productive. And if we give them a platform, then we're just as bad as they are.
Do you have any sense about why there's this difficulty in coming together like that?
Ignorance is like weeds in pretty grass. If you don't tend to your grass, you're going to get weeds. So if you don't educate, you're going to get ignorant people. And just like your grass, you're going to have some stubborn weeds. And just like the populace, even though you educate, you're going to get some stubborn individuals. The last election cycle, you know, on a federal level, as far as presidents, it didn't help that we had a person in office that made it cool to let your racist flag show. That fad needs to end. But at the same time, it also let us know who the people were that we need to either avoid or expose.
Do you think your community is making progress?
I think the country's making progress because people are actually, you know, stepping up and speaking out.
Terrence Bailey, the five-time great-nephew of Frederick Douglass, on a mural honoring the abolitionist, set to be unveiled in September. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.